With Michigan Radio News, I'm Steve Carmody. Most Michigan congressional districts are drawn to favor one party over another. But there's one district that's considered a toss-up in November, and the winner may determine the balance of power in Washington. Cindy Tatro may personify Michigan's first congressional district. She's 76 and lives near Elk Rapids. Tatro leans Republican, but she hasn't decided who she'll vote for Congress in November.
I won't always vote a straight ticket. I try and evaluate what the people stand for and what their beliefs are as compared with mine.
The first district covers all of the Upper Peninsula and the upper third of the Lower Peninsula. The seat is open since Republican incumbent Dan Banaschek is stepping down after three terms. Republican Jack Bergman and Democrat Lon Johnson are hoping to fill the vacant seat. There are also two third-party candidates. The district is seen as politically moderate, which makes it a prime election battleground. Kyle Condict is the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He lists Michigan's 1st District as one of a handful of toss-up congressional races. Condict says the district is critical to Democrats' hopes of taking control of the House.
Michigan 1 is a little bit different than the other Democratic targets because, again, it's more Republican at the presidential level. But as Democrats try to scrounge together potential options to win the House back, you know, this seat has definitely gotten a lot of attention from them.
National groups have stepped up spending on campaign ads in northern Michigan. Craig Mauger is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He says Michigan's other congressional races haven't seen much outside spending, but in the first, national groups have spent more than $1.6 million on TV ads. Most of the outside spending has been by Republican groups hoping to hold on to the seat.
Spending is not being driven by candidates in this instance. It's being driven by outside groups who have little connection to the district, but simply have a desire to make sure that their candidate wins.
I'd like to introduce you to our next congressman for the 1st Congressional District that covers all of the UP and basically like this territory here, Lon Johnson.
Democrat Lon Johnson spent Labor Day weekend talking to voters in Mackinac City. For months, he's been crisscrossing the district in a 30-year-old RV with his dog. Johnson is campaigning on disconnecting the oil pipeline in the Mackinac Straits and promoting economic development in the mainly rural district. He says 1st District voters expect their representative to work with both sides in Washington.
This is a very 50-50 district, and the member of Congress here, I believe, needs to be prepared to go to Congress and in the district to work with both parties to get things done.
While Johnson is a former state Democratic Party chair, his Republican opponent is definitely a political outsider. Republican candidate Jack Bergman is a retired Marine Lieutenant General who defeated two veteran GOP politicians to win his party's nomination. But despite his primary win, these days Bergman's still introducing himself to 1st District voters.
Good evening, everybody. First of all, can everybody hear me?
Yes. On this night, Bergman is talking to a crowd mainly composed of retired veterans and their spouses in an Elk Rapids meeting hall. Bergman talks about changing Social Security and the need to put another conservative justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. But like Johnson, Bergman stresses the need to work with the other side in Congress.
I will argue philosophies all day long or intellectual viewpoints because that's how you make progress. I will respect you as a person for who you are and not make it personal with you, but I will engage you on your viewpoints.
On election night, people in Michigan and national leaders will likely have to stay up late to learn which side will win Michigan's 1st District. I'm Steve Carmody.